2.34.
Why do we have 595?
595,270 is up here. I'm not quite sure what's.
Well, let me see what.
Yes, it was 549 before.
See, their impact notice is 5.
So at 20, you said it went down to 22%?
Well, the 595 number that you're looking at is actually 26. I mean, they haven't carried forward the values from what 25 is going to be. So I don't know why are you bringing up on these sheets what it comes to. That's an Ulrich issue. So I can only tell you what we have them at in our system for 25, and we have them at the 672,710 appraised, 127,810 assessed, and the percentage is now 22.34 due to the adjustment, which, as you saw, the one that they got mailed was 30, so it went down with the adjustment.
But it looks like they got a notice. I mean, they don't even realize that it's 120 more, or 100 and, well, even more than that, right?
So it's 549 appraised in 2024.
175,000 more than what they were told.
No, where's their impact notice? Do you have?
I thought it was just up there on the screen.
That was the first one, not the second.
Oh, it's not the second one?
The second one was at 672. And then 2024 was 549, so it jumped up.
Yeah, so.
125,000.
I'm sorry that your link doesn't work, but see, this is what, they were physically mailed to U.S. Post Office, and it's seven something and the 30%, and then we went down to 672, the number I gave you guys.
672,710. Okay, but that, if they were.
That's the one that Jennifer flashed up there, so let me take this out of here, you can pass it among you.
The impact part, yeah.
They have a second impact notice.
This is the second one? That's the one that's up on the screen.
They never got a second impact. Nobody got mailed a second impact notice. Everybody got the one on May 15th. And then, like I said, I did the adjustment down, and when we reprint them now.
Well, but what I'm saying is their impact notice says 595, and if you adjusted it down, wouldn't it be less? Or is that 24?
Where are you getting 595?
It's just on our sheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Ulrich is printing something weird out on your sheet that has nothing to do with.
So the 595 has nothing to do with it?
No, it's a wrong number.
So it's 549 in 2024.
Okay, so what is it, what's the 672,710, what does that 25 impact notice that they got say? If you go back to it, what Ulrich sent them.
Okay, so total.
I just handed it to Jerry. Jerry passed it to David.
So 21, 22, and 23 was 539.
But see, neither of those numbers are this number.
Then it jumped up to 549, and then it took $125,000 increase.
593,710, okay, but.
But the impact notice doesn't reflect either one of those numbers.
Yeah, the impact notice says 593,710. That's what that says.
No, it says 549.
517,232.
Okay, 25, so it's 717. Okay, so the impact notice actually says 717.
Okay.
Okay, 717. So you're saying that it's actually reduced down from the 717.
So when we did the adjustment down on the 15th, now it is.
672.
It is 672, okay.
But that's still a jump from 549 to 672.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a 22% increase.
We should get all of those minutes, so.
All right, let me give a call.
Now it makes sense now.
Do you think that's indicative of that full market value of those properties out there? Depending on the house?
Yeah.
I think there was a downward adjustment that the state sent down or something across the board.
Right, so it was 770, and then we downward adjusted, and now it's a 672.
Gotcha.
The numbers you're seeing.
Hello, Joel?
Yeah.
Joel, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Good time?
It's a great time. That's why you're on the call.
Okay. Joel, one thing I think I want to let you know beforehand is that I think your impact notice said 717, something along those lines. They had gone out and assessed the properties out there because they hadn't done it in a while. But there was actually a downward adjustment that the state sent down. So the actual value now is 672,710. So it's less than the 717 by about 50 grand. But obviously, whatever you want to say with respect to valuation, please, you know, let us know. I just want to let you know that it's now at 672,710.
Yeah, I was going to ask that because I noticed on the worksheet it was less than on the postcard that went out.
Yes, so that
I did see that.
Yeah, it was a downward adjustment from the state that went out after she has a deadline when she has to get impact notices out, and it came down after that. That's the reason.
Okay.
I don't know if that is more in line with what you were thinking or if you still have something where you believe that the valuation is incorrect.
Yeah, no, I've been trying to wrap my head around this whole, you know, increase. So, you know, I've built that house and then moved in 2021. And so I got the initial valuation then. It was way off, in my opinion. I spoke with the assessor. They redid some of the square footage or reevaluated it, and it came in a little bit less, still to me extremely high. Then in 2003, I did not see a major increase in it. Then there was an issue that somehow they thought they overlooked a pool, but the pool was on there. But somehow she claimed it wasn't entered in properly. So they redid that and 2024 increased my valuation, which I don't know how or why it should have. And then now I'm getting a 30% increase in 2025. And it's just ongoing. And so I lived in Port Royal for 18 years. I never saw one valuation increase in 18 years. I've lived in Branson Hills for 4 years, and the thing just keeps on going up to a point where the valuation doesn't make any sense to me compared to the county. And so I started looking at, and maybe I should start from the beginning. How many people am I speaking with?
The board consists of three people, and the assessor's office is here, and the county clerk's office is here.
Okay. And I apologize. I have to do this over the phone. I don't usually like speaking over the phone about these matters. But so I look back. I have a newer home, so I think that the valuations are higher than obviously the older homes in the county where they haven't really caught up to where I believe the state wants to be. So, but as a newer home. If I would go back to just the 2023 valuation, since 2023, I have here that the median listing price of homes in Branson went from $305,000 to $263,950, with that's a negative 13.5% drop in the median listing price. Of houses in the county. Zillow has home values down 3.8%, and the CPI for housing is down 2.1% based on my research. So there is nothing